got a good hit on your teammate, Aaron Hernandez. Talk about, you know, the contact and picking up the intensity.
Just a love tap, man. I love him, man. I mean, we have pads on. We have pads on. You have to get to go hard in practice. I mean, sometimes it's going to be a little more aggression than other times, and I mean, you have to learn how to adapt to it when it gets contact. Then, you know, bring up the contact, but be safe at the same time.
I feel like it's getting more physical out there now as the
goes by. Yeah, I mean, but football is a physical sport, man. I mean, period. Whether it's, you know, right there in the trenches or if it's downfield, I mean, if it gets physical, it gets physical. But we always also have to take care of our teammates and take care of our bodies, you know, save the physical stuff for the game, you know.
How much of a leadership role do you think you can take now in the secondary as a center?
I mean, not worry about that, man. But safeties do, I mean, they're like the captain of the secondary. You have to know what you're doing, know what the linebackers are doing. I mean, if there's questions to be asked, you know, the guys can ask me, they can come ask James, they can ask Brandon, you know. So it's a bunch of leaders back there, you know. We all learn from each other. And we're one big family.
How much satisfaction does that give you that now younger players are coming to replace?
I go to McCord to ask questions sometimes. You know, it was just a huge brother, like just a bunch of brothers, you know. If I have a question that I don't know as much and the corners know, I'll go to Devin, I'll go to Lee. If they have a question for the safeties, they come to me, they go to James. You know, it's all about... Everybody knows their things. We're in the same meeting room, learning the same book, so we have to be on the same page.
The front office works out a lot of players. Today they worked out Darren Sharp and
okay.
What do you think when you hear something like that? Is that interesting for you to hear who they bring in, who they may be looking at?
No, I don't think about it. I mean, I'm right here trying to figure out what we're doing right now with the guys that we have, you know. They're on the team, great. If not, you know, it's fine. We just keep pushing now. We're not worried about that stuff. We're out here trying to get better.
I just know Sharp was a guy who has a young safety. He was in the league. He has been in the league forever. I didn't know if he was a guy. You looked down.
I mean, that's questions for coach, man. We're out here with the guys we got.
Have you ever seen guys when they come in for workout?
No, I didn't know that until you just told me. Honestly,
you never see him in general? Like, no. Random guy walking around?
I haven't seen him yet. I mean, when I do, I'll say what's up, definitely. So, I mean, but, I mean, we have guys out here ready to work. We're working on that stuff right now.
Seeing the safeties and corners are incredibly active as far as collections and just getting in the face of receivers. Mm-hmm. Have you seen an increase in that as camp has? I mean, I can't remember you guys last year being this in the jerseys of the receivers.
I mean, getting more into the feel of it, I guess, you know. I mean, it's only been a couple of days of camp. We didn't have mini camp, didn't have OTA. So, I mean, now we're kind of getting in the flow. And we have to continue doing it, turn those knockdowns and interceptions and just, you know, get positive from there.
Patrick, how would you assess the communication among the safeties to this point in training camp?
It's good, could be better. If it was bad, it'd be better. It can always get better, you know. You can never have too good of communication. It has to be perfect. Boom, 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 so you can play instinctively and play fast.